As we know, nurses and healthcare professionals are often faced with the difficult situations of verbal and physical abuse. But luckily, a new VR program could soon be available to help train them on what to do. Created by researchers at Edith Cowan University, Evade is a computer program that puts the users in a simulated hospital environment where they then try to de-escalate an aggressive patient. PhD candidate Josh Johnson from ECU's Simulation and Immersive Digital Technology Group joins us this morning to tell us more. Josh, thanks so much for joining me on The Record.
Hi, thank you very much for having me.
So first off, what does Evade stand for?
So Evade stands for Immersive Violence and Aggression De-escalation Experience.
Very nice and succinct sort of abbreviation that sums it up.
Yeah, I spent a bit of time trying to figure out a name that would get the message across cleanly.
So where did the idea come from to create this program to help support hospital staff deal with these situations?
So we know that aggression and violence towards healthcare staff is a massive issue, and the amount of reported incidents keeps increasing year on year. And some of the aggression that our healthcare professionals face is absolutely horrible. You know, some of the things that they've told us include incidents where staff members have been threatened, harassed, physically assaulted and spat on. And it seems to just be getting worse. And we know that these incidents have serious and far-reaching consequences, both on the clinicians and their mental health, as well as on patient care. And while there is no easy answer to aggression and violence, what we found is that the training that is provided is actually quite effective in helping healthcare professionals manage these incidents, usually leading to a decreased risk of harm to the healthcare professional themselves, their colleagues, as well as patients. But I guess the problem that comes up is that hospitals can face unique challenges in actually delivering the training. You know, in hospitals, you have surges of patients that can be quite unexpected, which can lead staff members to not being able to attend training or maybe missing out on this really quite crucial and effective training. So the idea for this program came from the concept of, well, is there a way that we can make this crucial and effective training more accessible and more flexible and more available for our healthcare staff?
Yeah, and it uses virtual reality, which makes it a lot easier to roll it out across lots of different hospitals. They just have to put on the headpiece. So tell us about the program. How does it work and what will the staff experience when they put on that headpiece?
Sure. So with the program, as soon as we have the staff put the headset on, they're taken to a full 360-degree representation of an emergency department, and then they're confronted with an aggressive patient. And so the goal of the simulation is for the healthcare professional to try and de-escalate that situation and calm everything down. And they do this through being presented with a series of choices on how they want to manage the situation, whether they want to get security involved, what they might want to say to the patient. And depending on the choices that the user selects, the scenario will completely change and vary. So we've used the branching narrative structure. So depending on how you handle it, it can result in a bunch of different outcomes. So this can lead to the staff being able to successfully de-escalate the situation, all the way through to if they go down a different route or they handle it differently, the patient can potentially escalate to the point of becoming physically violent. And in that situation, we've got the patient in a way where they might step forward and try and strike the user. And we found that with virtual reality that it's so immersive that when we've tested this program with our healthcare professional staff, that we had a lot of them, when they would go down that pathway, who would physically react and try and dodge out of the way.
You're listening to On The Record, and we're joined by Josh Johnson from ECU chatting about the new VR program Evade. Now, you mentioned there that it's a it's created so you can choose different options and the scenario will change and adapt. I read there are 34 decision options. What was the process of developing the program to have many different decision options and outcomes and how it all works?
So when we initially started developing the program, the first thing we did is we went around to five of Perth hospitals and we spoke with nurses and doctors and workplace aggression and violence staff. And we found that the message that we were getting from them was that the program, any training program, should have the opportunity for the user to be able to experience what it's like in that uncontrolled situation. So from that, we thought, well, to really show an uncontrolled situation, it needs to be something that changes that's unexpected. So in collaboration with a clinical advisory group that we put together, we modelled the scenario off best practice in de-escalation guidelines. And we scripted the scenario over a period of a couple of months, writing out potentially what could happen in each situation. And we were able to get input from our clinical advisory group, who were all very experienced within the field, on sort of what most likely situations would occur, what's the most common outcomes that can potentially come from somebody handling a situation this way or that way, and also what sort of points we should touch on. So once we had that script there, we then started developing the program in-house at ECU, and we're very fortunate to have some actors from the Western Australian Academy of Performing Arts also contribute full body motion capture to the program as well.
Oh, wow.
So after we had all that done, we put everything together, and then we went out and we evaluated the program with about 120 healthcare professionals with representation from all three of Perth's metro healthcare systems. And we found that overwhelmingly they were saying this program is reflective of a real life situation, and does sort of capture that feel of being confronted with somebody who's aggressive and unpredictable.
You've got some very interesting results from the trials. You're saying that you've had quite a lot of support from people who are already in these healthcare situations and settings. How will this program translate to the real-world outcome?
So from when we've gone through and we've evaluated the program, we've tested it with a lot of healthcare professionals as well as student healthcare professionals. And we found that they're telling us that they find the program very easy to use, even in people who have never used virtual reality before. We found that people were able to pick it up and use it within a couple of minutes. And so the core point of the program and the key thing that we've tried to keep at heart is trying to make this program accessible and flexible and easy to use. So in terms of where we might see the program providing value and benefit in the real world is by allowing staff members to access this crucial and effective training at a time that suits them, rather than potentially missing out on established training sessions if there's unavailability of staff at the time. And then that also enables rural healthcare systems, rural hospitals, to provide this training on a more frequent basis, because we know that resourcing issues can also be quite prevalent in our rural areas.
Now, this VR program, Evade, has recently been named the winner of the Innovating Government category at the Insight Award. Congratulations. How did you feel when it was announced the winner?
Thank you. We were very honoured to be awarded a win in that category. It's great that we're able to have so much support, both from within WA Health and then also within other industries. And it's quite humbling to see how much overwhelming support we've had behind this program. So we're very grateful to Insight, and we'll be presenting the program at the National Eye Awards later this month as well.
How do you hope the award will support the future development of this program and potential of rolling out into other industries?
So I think one of the key benefits that we found from winning this award was that it's really sparked interest, and it's gotten this program in front of more people's eyes, and they're able to see what we're doing in this space. And as a result, it's sort of provided us an avenue to start having conversations more widely within the healthcare system itself, but also across other industries. So we've had initial conversations with various representatives from areas where there's interest in sectors such as in government, as well as retail and classrooms. So what we're finding is that, and this is supported by the results that we found when testing the program with our healthcare professionals, is that there is an avenue for training in aggression and violence de-escalation within virtual reality. And we're hoping to investigate avenues to potentially make this training more widespread and see what areas it could really be used to provide benefit inside of healthcare and outside.
Well, Josh, thank you so much for joining me on the program this morning and telling us all about your really interesting VR program of aid.
Thank you very much for having me.
You're most welcome. That was PhD candidate Josh Johnson from ECU Simulation and Immersive Digital Technology Group telling us all about the new Evade VR program that helped teachers, nurses and other healthcare professionals on how to deal with difficult situations of verbal and physical abuse.